This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Kevin Flynn. He's in like Flynn. And, of course, Aaron Tippin, bringing us in for another hour.
Here's what I tell everyone.
From the K-Fire Agro International today, the Bismarck Event Center. Where's Aaron Tippin from? I can't forget. I can't remember now. Yeah. An extraordinary place. There you go. Not Ottawa. No. Right there, the Stars and Stripes in America. In Ottawa, you're a terrorist. You are subject to martial law if you are a trucker. Yeah, it's amazing. We live in a world where negotiations happen with Taliban, but not truckers. This is where I think President Trump nailed it. In our exclusive interview, you'll hear the entire interview Friday on the program when he talked about the anger and the diminished confidence. And, you know, I have more confidence about the future because of how these things are continuing to be exposed. And I really believe there's a time when they would not be. So pretty extraordinary times in which we live. But I understand the frustration. I do. And I think we just need to channel it to a place that says, you know what? Exactly what these truckers in Canada are doing is a prime example of it. Right, guys? I mean, think about this. This is a trucker saying enough already. And, Kevin, your advice yesterday was good. Just, you know, you don't have to be in Ottawa. You can't be anywhere. If truckers say enough, we're done, everything shuts down.
Yep.
You know, everything shuts down. And I think more people have to just say, I'm not taking this anymore. You know, in their case, it's as simple as saying, look, I'm alone in my truck. I'm essentially an independent contractor. I want the freedom to decide whether or not I have a vaccine. Come on.
But it's sad, too, that a government pays no attention to that. And the fact that Trudeau mentioned nothing about COVID, nothing about vaccines, and never said the word mandate in any of his triad dribble yesterday, it proves it.
Yeah, I've said that all along, you know, all this talk, well, this has to end, and these jobs are threatened, and this bridge is closed, okay? Let's sit down and say, what do these guys seek? They are saying, you cannot tell me what to put in my body. It's just unbelievable. But, you know, again, I think all of this is a trial run to do all kinds of other things, and we need to not be sour about it. We not need to be, you know, it's easy to be angry about it. I get it. But I think you're much better off being a happy warrior and just doing exactly what these truckers are doing. They are happy warriors, aren't they, Todd?
Absolutely. They sure are. And I'm not seeing terrorism over there.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sick of that. It's unbelievable. By the way, we talked earlier in the week with a Freedom Convoy leader from Minot that early in March is going to be Minot, Bismarck, on to Washington, D.C. So the U.S. version of this is coming, too. We'll tell you more about that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. They are one of the major sponsors of the K-Fire Agri International, where there's a whole lot of landowners kicking tires on all kinds of things. And the landowner liaison for NDCES, Dennis Haugen, is here. Dennis, it's nice to see you. How are you?
Good to see you again, Scott. Be glad to be here.
So how's things?
Well, busy. We kind of been in the winter mode, you know, it's locked in the icebox of eastern North Dakota, but we're getting along.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I wanted to talk about, you know, so much of the wind conversation becomes, you know, this energy resource versus that energy resource, what's good, what's bad, all that. Just step back from the North Dakota picture a little bit and look at just where wind the development is going globally.
You know, it's really interesting. It's just taken off worldwide. The big thing on the horizon right now is the building hydrogen with wind energy, and part of that is anhydrous ammonia.
Wait a minute now. Building hydrogen, which can become anhydrous ammonia, which you obviously need for fertilizer from wind.
Right.
Give me the 101 version on how that happens.
Well, there's a lot of nitrogen in the air. It's 70-some percent, right? And we've got a lot of hydrogen in the water. And we just got it, in layman's terms, marry the two together, and you can do that with a lot of electricity. There's projects going on in Western Australia right now, and in Norway especially. Yara Fertilizer has got a huge project going globally on building anhydrous ammonia with wind. The neat thing is you know, as you know, hydrogen is very unstable, and but if you build anhydrous ammonia, which is NH3, you can transport this stuff, you can store this stuff. You know, now this is the answer to batteries. You can store hydrogen in the form of anhydrous ammonia until it's needed as fuel. So, and then, you know, anhydrous ammonia for, obviously, for farm fertilizer, you know, that's a big deal too. So it would be really cool if we could get that technology here in North Dakota.
Is there any reason we couldn't?
Well, no, not really. It's just things have to happen, you know, infrastructure, you know, we need, obviously we need more wind towers, you know, but it's out there on the horizon.
That's fascinating. Another really interesting, you know, connection, and just the energy future just fascinates me. Everything from carbon capture to you know, blue hydrogen, green hydrogen, you know, all these rainbow colors of hydrogen that you know, that are on the horizon.
Well, there's this project in West Australia with Yara. I mean, they're even contemplating a pipeline from Australia to Southeast Asia to move anhydrous ammonia, aka hydrogen. I mean, you don't build a pipeline underneath the ocean unless you got a real big deal going on.
Yes, it's a good point. You're a landowner.
Yep.
In a wind project.
Yep.
We've talked about that before. For folks that are not, or have heard this or that, what's it like for you? And how do you see? You talk about the connection to these things that can happen. So obviously, you need more wind development to get to that level of production on some of those things. What do you want people to know?
Well, you know, like we're 11 years into ours. Ashtabula is our wind farm, and you know, we're just, as landowners, I have nothing bad to say about, you know, they've been great neighbors. They've taken care of the property. They've been cleaned up after themselves, you know, maintain the access roads to the towers, which we get use of to go to our fields and stuff. It's just been a great relationship.
Questions or comments, by the way, for Dennis are certainly welcome. You can call us at 701-258-0550. You can also text us at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590 to text us, or call us with any questions or comments as well. One of the things I'd really appreciate about North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions is it is a group that says comprehensive. What does that mean? Everything, right? All.
Yeah.
It's
right.
All of the above energy. You know,
right.
You're not, you don't want to displace any other energy resource, do you?
No, we need it all. I mean, you know, coal, gas, oil, you know, wind, water, you know, hydro, you know, we need it all. I mean, it's all exportable energy that North Dakota can, you know, benefit from.
What is a, you know, when you talk about some of the bigger projects that are out there, you know, you mentioned hydrogen as an example. What are the things? Where do you see the future going for this? And I know that Minnesota and South Dakota, Iowa have really leaned into this space, right? They're filling a need. What do you see happening in North Dakota in that regard?
Well, just let your imagination run for a little bit. They're already powering ocean-going vessels with anhydrous ammonia. So, you know, it's out there on a major scale. So, you know, they're doing test runs and stuff, you know,
this is a lot of these projects, again, back to the world question. This is on the international side,
right.
The exploration is going where it's really not top of mind here.
Well, I mean, you know, if they're powering boats with it, you know, we do have the wherewithal to, you know, convert these diesel engines to running on ammonia. and it's cracking that molecule right before it goes into the engine and releasing just the hydrogen. It's pretty crazy stuff.
Crazy, but also a kind of conversation that, you know, given the fact that we need more of everything, you just go look at the simple power needs our growth. You need more of every energy resource just to be able to keep up. Phones is an example. I mean, it doesn't just have to be, giant ships, which we don't have a lot of in North Dakota, but we do have a lot of diesel engines. So.
Well, but, you know, you go back in time and you look, you know, hydrogen has always been the holy grail of energy. It's clean, and it's got a tremendous amount of power. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting. All right, we'll take a short break, come back with more with Dennis Halgan, who is a landowner liaison, North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. And they're one of the fine sponsors of the K-Fire Agri International. Todd, what do I smell right now? What is that wonderful aroma?
Oh, that would be the almonds right next door to us there.
Exceptionally nuts. Going nuts since 2004. I'm with them. My goodness. I'm bully for nuts right there. Gosh almighty, they're good. Come on by and see us. Bismarck Event Center.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at HighPlainsApache.com.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. He may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You hear me on What's On Your Mind talk a lot about the wellness products from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you think of saunas, you should, the Finlio saunas, which, by the way, are Minnesota made. So we love USA, USA. The hot tubs, also USA made. Hot spring spas, they're just incredible. My wife and I and the kids get hours of enjoyment out of that, but also benefit from the wellness side. The endless pools. talked to somebody recently who had, you know, new knee, and you have that treadmill in the pool. I mean, that's absolutely amazing. Talk about the comfort of being able to be in your home and do the therapy and do it one of these endless pools. It's amazing. Now, all of those are related to wellness. I would also argue billiards, you know, an old Halsen pool table, and one of the great games they have, or the patio furniture. It's all about, you know, mental health and physical health and mind, body, and spirit. You get it from hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Stop and see them literally for the price of a cup of coffee a day, right? If you say, I'm not going to buy the really spendy, you know, Starbucks, Smucks coffee. I'm going to put it into a new hot tub or a sauna. Talk about the benefit. You're leaving the, you know, the woke coffee company behind, and you are getting into a hot tub or a sauna. They can do some great financing plans, too. So stop and see them. Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. Chatting with Dennis Haugen here. North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, one of the fine sponsors of the K-Fire Agra International. And we had a text question here for you about green anhydrous ammonia. And I mentioned this earlier. What is green anhydrous ammonia?
Well, green ammonia would be, the manufacturer or building of ammonia with wind energy. You know, the old way was the Haber-Bosch method, which was invented back in World War II, and we're finding some new ways to refine a process here without having to use that process. I'm not a real expert on how it all works yet, but it's coming along.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Dennis, but that can, you know, when you talk about the availability of that product and what you touched on earlier, the win for agriculture is what I think sometimes gets missed in all that, right?
Well, you know, I mean, there's you know, the possibility that we could, you know, use wind energy to build our own fertilizer. And we got plenty of wind in North Dakota.
And what would having our own fertilizer production, manufacturing, right here in North Dakota, what would that mean for, you know, farmers, ranchers, what, having that here, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, a lot less transportation costs, obviously. And it's, my long-range thought is, you know, if we can build enough of this, mass production will bring the price of fertilizer, ammonia, down. Well, it's just like anything else. The more you make of it, the cheaper it gets.
That's an area where you really could make a difference versus, you know, obviously oil. You know, that comes out of the ground here, but has to go to the markets, be refined, and then come back. So there's not necessarily that easy access. What you're talking about is nutrients literally right at the field.
Well, more or less, you know. I mean, you know, if we can build the product here, you know, I mean, it's right in our backyard.
And there's also plenty of examples of, you know, the supply shortages or the lack of rail space and, you know, having a real pain point on getting it here, too, right?
Well, it's, you know, I actually retail ammonia, too, you know, and I just, you know, I'm seeing the supply chain problems and you know, it's just been a panic market last fall with fertilizer. But at the end of the day, there was in the United States-wise, there was, especially south of us here, there was a lot of fertilizer that got put on. So I think the bottleneck rush is not going to be quite as bad this spring as people are thinking. That's my opinion.
What are you hearing from the landowners here? Talking to them, hearing their stories, looking at all that new farm equipment. This is kind of this is like Christmas for agriculture,
yeah,
sometimes. Huh?
It's always nice to look at those fancy toys, but you know, everybody's, you know, input costs are sure you're going to be pretty serious. You know, I mean, yeah, we're looking at some good prices, but it's a high stakes poker game this year. I mean, it's yeah, we got high prices, but we've also got, you know, record high input costs. So, you know, guys are going to have a pretty sharp pencil and don't make any mistakes.
Yeah, no kidding. Give me an example of what kind of price spikes you're talking about in the supply chain there.
Well, you know, like ammonia's last fall was trading up in our country $1,100 to $1,500 a ton. You know, a year ago it was $750. You know, well, that's quite an increase. Yeah, we've the price of grain has gone up, but you know, what if something happens globally and these markets drop back off again? You know, then you're caught with high input costs and low commodity prices. Now, that's not a very fun game to play.
And the fuel doesn't exactly go. Let's go Brandon, Kev. Let's go Brandon. Yeah, there we go. You know, there's another pain point, right?
Well, fuel is, for farmers, higher fuel costs almost always relate to higher commodity prices because they kind of go hand in hand. So it's fuel has a spike like the fertilizers and the chemicals, you know, are chemical products have gone to the moon too, you know. Roundup is very tight right now, and there's just those weigh in a lot heavier than just like the price of fuel.
How about seed?
Seed prices are up too. I mean, they follow hand in hand with commodity market, and there's a lot. Barley seed is kind of tight. Pea seed is extremely tight. Corn and soybean seed seems to be in pretty decent supply.
Anything else you want to tell us about K-Fire Agri International and the mood of folks or anything about North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions before we let you go?
Well, I just come out and have a look at the show and kick some tires and do some visiting and spend a day inside where it's warm.
Yeah, you don't have to slip on anything here.
Right.
Right?
It's kind of a treat to be out here and not be walking on ice.
And NDCS has a booth here, too, so you can stop by and say hello and have a little visit.
There you go.
Exactly right. If I ask you to pick one question that you think is the most often asked, but the biggest example of a misperception on wind, what would it be?
Oh, I think as a landowner, I think a lot of people are just apprehensive about, you know, having them on their property and long term, and that's something that I really preach because we've had them long term now 11 years, which I call long term enough. You know, we're kind of in the beginning, and we're just, you know, so happy how things have played out over the last 11 years.
Spoken from someone that has it, and I imagine when those input costs go up, cost everything goes up, that it's kind of nice to have that always on payment coming in.
Yep, that wind tower check is always there, and it comes in kind of handy.
Good to see you, Dennis.
All right, always glad to be here.
Yeah, appreciate it. Landowner liaison with one of the sponsors of the K-Fire Agri International, our friends from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Somebody from Custom Fencing just stopped by and said, hey, could you do me a favor and tell folks about the North Dakota Thoroughbred Association Derby? So I'll do that. It's actually coming up this summer, and looks like it'll be at the North Dakota Horse Park. You know where that is, Todd? Have you been to the North Dakota Horse Park before, Todd? I didn't ask you if you were a horse. I said, have you been there before?
No, I have not.
It's actually pretty fun. Yeah, they have it just off of I-29, opposite way of the airport there, on 19. So, is it 19th or is it up on County Road 20? I can't remember. But come by and see it sometime. Is it on 19th? Yeah, it's nice. It's a lot of fun out there. So, we did exactly what they asked us to do. And we'll continue from the K-Fire Agri International.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. Then they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Arizona Senate voted Tuesday to outlaw abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, moving before a highly anticipated Supreme Court decision that could bring changes to abortions in the United States. Senator Nancy Bartow, the Republican sponsor of the bill, said the state has an obligation to protect life. Democrat Senator Martin Cazada said the reality is that we're making life harder for the people that need the most help in our society. President Biden on Tuesday insisted that Moscow's concern that NATO's expansion is a security threat is unfounded and addressed the citizens of Russia, saying, "You are not our enemy, and I do not believe you want a bloody, destructive war against Ukraine."
We are ready with diplomacy, to be engaged in diplomacy with Russia, and our allies and partners to improve stability and security in Europe as a whole. And we are ready to respond decisively to Russian attack on Ukraine.
We are USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What's on your mind? Powered by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Innovation and technology is coming together in great ways all across North Dakota. The governor today giving his State of the State address, I guarantee you there will be a great deal of funding priorities that will be established by Governor Burgum. More of this, more of that. And we are able to do that how? With oil and gas revenues. $40.2 billion in economic impact from the industry, supporting local businesses, good-paying jobs, and allowing government to, you know, the roads, the bridges, the water projects, all of that. And, of course, all at the same time with a responsible development as well. We are the third largest oil producer in the United States, and that is all about enhancing energy security. Our interview on Friday with President Trump, he's going to spend some time on his policy of American energy dominance in comparison to the Biden administration policy of, I don't know what. Todd, do you know what it is? Can you describe the Biden energy policy?
I just did. Did you hear it?
OPEC? Yeah, yeah.
None.
Iran? Yeah. Coddle the others? I don't know what it is. Anyway, find out more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org, touching every corner of North Dakota. All right, Doug is here from Custom Grain and Seed today on the program. And, Doug, nice to have you back. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me back on.
One of the fine sponsors of the K-Fire Ag Grain International, where we're broadcasting today. Tell us about the company.
Okay, so Custom Grain and Seed started about 10 years ago. Our main location was in Langdon, and that's where we started out at. From there, we expanded out into western North Dakota, where we got locations in Minot, Keene, Mandan, Butte, Hettinger, as well. So with that, we started as just a seed company. And then now we've developed into a full retail location with multiple brands of seed and now chemistry as well, seed treatments and inoculants. So basically we've covered all the bases. We hang our hat as called trusted seed advisors. So we're not like any, like a lot of the other competitors out there or companies where, you know, we specialize in knowing what variety and what to put on your acres. So if you have questions, if you have looking for a drought-tolerant corn variety, we have that. But we major on, we're not going to just sell you on one brand, and that's the brand we're going to go with. We'll pick out selected varieties from all of our inventories from all our brands and say, okay, this is good here, this one's good there. You know, there's always those ones that'll just work across all acres.
Thus the name, Custom. Your custom, the grain and seed decisions right to the grower.
Exactly, exactly.
And you're here till 5 o'clock today at the K-Fire Agro International. You can stop and see you here, too.
Yep, we're here, and, yeah, come see me. Like I said, we got a show special going on. Stop by our booth and visit with us, and we'll help you out.
Thanks, Doug. Good to see you.
Thank you.
25 before the top of the hour, we're going to check in with Rebel News in Ottawa and find out the latest after the incredible announcement from Justin Trudeau yesterday. Basically, martial law in Canada. You can't even make it up. We'll do that in just a second after we check with our friend Aaron Vetter from Farm Credit Services of Mandan. He's back. He had a full day yesterday here at the show. What are folks talking about, Aaron?
Well, Scott, it was great to talk with a lot of producers. We had our social last night, and producers are pretty positive, and that's pretty normal. I think you know that the agriculture producers that we work with and that are in the great state of North Dakota continue to be positive. They have some concerns, but I think in general they're looking forward to 2022.
How concerned are people about just the input costs and everything that's going? I mean, anhydrous, you look at year over year, my gosh, right? And the fuel always, you know, is a concern, especially under this administration. What's your advice to growers there? What are they concerned about there as far as how things are penciling for this year?
You know, I think they're concerned. Mainly if you look at anything, it's up, right? They're concerned about inflation. I think 2022, at least in the commodities, they're high, that we'd probably be okay. What I'm hearing is, when does this all, you know, come to
shake out here a little bit?
Out,
yeah.
Yes. And so, you know, is that 2023, 2024? We will have a day of reckoning, I'm thinking, with input costs. But 2022, I still do believe if we get rain, it'll be pretty good. So they're pretty positive.
So we're praying for rain.
Correct.
And then a good crop and maybe a little more, you know, jump in their step from last year, which was so darn dry. So you are right, though. You can't be a farmer and not be optimistic.
They're the best capitalists in the world.
Yeah, they really are. And I don't think we recognize it enough. We really don't. You know, a lot of our population goes to the grocery store to get their food. We know how it got there, don't we, Aaron?
We do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
Stop by the booth till 5 today, right?
We're here until 5, and so stop by, and if any time you need anything from a financial institution, come and do business with your own financial institution and come and see us.
Yep, that's right. The next year you'll be getting one of those checks. Yeah. Good to see you.
Thanks, Scott.
Aaron Vetter from Farm Credit Services of Mandan, one of the sponsors of the KFIRE Agri International. All right, let's check in Ottawa. We've been doing this regularly, and one of our favorite guests to give us the lay of the land on the ground there, Quebec-based journalist for Rebel News, Alexandra Lavoie, is back. How was the message, I guess is one way to say it, heavy hand of Justin Trudeau received in Ottawa yesterday, Alexandra? Not hearing Alexandra.
I think I lost her. I'm trying to get her back here.
All right. I guess so. We lost our connection with her, and he's trying to give her a ring back there. So we'll do that. I can tell you about PetroServe USA. I like making Todd hungry and all the rest of our listeners here today on the program. Right?
Doesn't take much.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Okay. So today, Swedish meatballs are the thing. Valley City.
There you go.
Or West Main Avenue, West Fargo. See, here's the deal, PetroServe USA. It's home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. The Hot Step Personal Pan Pizzas. True story.
Mm.
They throw away more than they sell. You know why? They want it hot and fresh when you go there.
Oh, sure.
So if it's there too long, like a lot of places that's been there since, you know, 6 this morning, and
nasty.
You're buying it at 6 at night. Not at PetroServe USA. You know, two of those homemade cookies, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, and, a 20-ounce drink, 4 items for $4 all day, every day. So there's that. There's chicken at the Mandan location. Everybody raves about that. Just a lot of great food options. But home cooking and grab-and-go convenience is waiting for you in Yulin, Glendon, NP Avenue, 12th Avenue and I-29, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Harwood and I-29, and Valley City today, Swedish meatballs or lasagna. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. Alexandra Lavoie is back on the ground in Ottawa. Here's the question I had for you, Alexandra. Well, how was Trudeau's message being received in Ottawa yesterday?
I would say I did talk with a lot of truck drivers. They are not really worried to obtain their license plate pulled, their bank account froze, or their company completely canceled. Most of them doesn't have any job anymore. Their company is just lost, and so they are here until the end of the mandate. So I think again, the decision that Mr. Justin Trudeau did will not have the good results as what he wanted to.
The hard part I had from that is that I've talked to you before, and we've talked to other journalists on the ground, even truckers as well. And what you describe as the scene in Ottawa seems very different than what he was describing, and why this heavy hand of the law was necessary. Has anything changed in that regard? Describe the scene.
I would say since the announced Emergencies Act, of course, like the organizer, all a bit worried in the sense that they don't want any violence. They don't want to use force because it's, until now it has been so peaceful, such a really nice movement, and they are just worried that kind of atmosphere change. But so far, on the streets, on the ground, we didn't see any change. People are still happy, smiling to each other, helping each other, still positive that the mandate will be lifted. So far, I didn't see so much change. Maybe it would have in the couple of days coming, but for now, since they announced the Emergencies Act, I didn't see any change, and my colleague as well.
What is it they want? What would end this in a peaceful way? Just remind folks why these truckers are there.
So these truckers just want lifting of the mandate, all the mandates, and they want their freedom back. It's the only thing that they want, and they are for pro-choice, freedom of choice, and what they are doing with their life. And they are not there for disturbing or causing anything. Saying that the truck driver has complied to don't honk their honk, and they comply to move their truck in one area instead of being spread a little bit everywhere in the city. So what we saw yesterday and the day before, the truck had moved all in Wellington Street for cleaning all the streets because the mayor had asked that, and they complied to that. So they are not there for disturbing anything. They are there for doing some compromise. They are listening what they have been told to them. And so it's why I think if they are complying and they are respecting what the demand is from the city, that proves that they are open to talk and they are open to collaborate with the city and the government. But nobody on the government take the time to come and see them to talk and ask what they want.
Isn't that sad? Again, I've said it a few times, but in a world in which we think it's okay to negotiate with the Taliban, these people won't sit down with truckers and have a conversation. It's just very, very sad. Is anybody in the Canadian government, saying, hey, let's do this, that has any kind of voice at all? Or is somebody in government standing up for these people?
I did recently interview an official city council. That is the only one who speak out right now. And I would say that you have some people in the Conservative Party who are listening them, but most of the other ones, no, I didn't see anybody yet or heard about it. You have not many discussions right now. It's just so sad because just like since today, I heard like some people have their bank accounts froze and they have a family to feed and I find that really outrageous to stop money from family when they have children to feed and to take care of.
No, it should be happening in a supposedly free country. Really appreciate your reports, Alexander. We'll continue to check in with you. Rebel News, Quebec-based journalist Alexander Lavoie on What's on Your Mind. You, thank you. Appreciate it very much. Back at the K-Fire Cafe, we'll check in with Governor Burgum in the State of the State address. when we come back.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary Difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim. I'm NBFlagpoleGuy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
PetroServe USA, famous for low-priced fuel under the Marathon, PetroServe USA, or Senex labels. Lots of choices means you pay the lowest price at the pump. Plus, any size fountain pop is 49 cents. Same with coffee or cappuccino all month long. Salted nut rolls, two for a buck. Red Bull, 16-ounce cans, two for five. Gloves for $9.99, in case you forgot yours, or the Falsa blankets, $9.99. And lip balm, distorted flavors, $1.99. All month long, PetroServe USA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tell me to bring my air guitar with me, or I'd have done that.
Right on camera.
What's on your mind?
See your air guitar.
And the aforementioned Gatebreaker Cafe are powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Hurry before they're gone, but make sure you're driving the right direction to the strip. New Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily. Over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs, priced to sell, all with Schwann's very famous lifetime powertrain warranty. Get yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, 11 before the top of the hour. A few texts I want to get to here, and then we're going to dip into a little bit of the State of the State speech that's happening at this hour in Fargo at the Fargo Theater. when the state of states happened. You know, the governor has done something new. This governor's moved the state of the state around.
Right.
And so it's Fargo's turn, I guess.
Is he going to move to the capital over to Fargo?
Some people wonder. Yeah.
I don't know.
Texter says, hey, dear Scott, the claims made in the Durham report cannot be substantiated. Sincerely, Leslie Stahl. Oh, do we love our listeners or what?
Awesome.
Texter says they have to destroy a bunch of evidence in Ukraine, plus the left just loves war. Mucho dollars to be made. Another listener says they didn't spy on Trump. Those are heroic whistleblowers. He needed to be exposed. Did you see the emoji there? I think they're pulling our chain a little bit there.
Yeah, I think so.
Texter says, put Hillary and Nancy in a jail cell together.
That's right. Yeah.
Texter says, hey, nothing will happen to Hildebeest. Who could they be talking about there?
Hildebeest!
Just as nothing will ever happen with the election fraud after our congressman ran away from Trump and wouldn't push for investigations. I'm never one to say, oh, nothing will ever happen. I'm one to say something should happen, something will happen, and I demand that it happen.
Yep.
Be a happy warrior, for crying out loud. Let's see here. What's going to happen to Hillary? Gitmo and military tribunals.
Ooh, Gitmo. Wow. Could you imagine that?
Yeah, interesting. Another texture. Whatever the crime, do the time. That goes for Trump as well as Hillary. All right.
If she goes to Gitmo, are they going to give her a code red?
What crime has been proven accurate about the 45th President of the United States? There's now a federal investigation that the Clinton campaign, you know, the only escape she gets is if she didn't know about it, which, you know, if you believe that, I got a very, 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 very large bridge to sell you. You know what I'm just saying? All right. Texter says, it looks like Hillary will have the last laugh. Madison versus Alabama. This could keep her from getting the death penalty if convicted of treason, says Gene and Granora. Now, what's interesting here about that story, topic comes up with President Trump in our exclusive interview Friday.
Really?
Talk Radio Town Hall.
You gotta
listen. The penalty should be. Exactly right. And Donald Trump said it should not be the death penalty. I'm just teasing. Just telling you. All right?
Okay.
Texter says, thanks, God, for another good show, especially the sound bites of you and President Trump.
Yeah.
I have a suggestion for a guest on your show. His name is John Ellis. He's a professor emeritus from the University of California system. Check out powerhour.com for his bio. He recently wrote a book about the systematic takeover of not only K-12, but all of academia. He chronicles the last several decades and illustrates how it's become the support system and breeding ground for a one-party state. His book, the title of which I can't remember, supports beautifully the points the president was making in that soundbite you played today. Thanks for supporting freedom of expression. God bless you. Wow.
I love that.
Texter says, I'm not sure about Rebel News, but a Rebel Burger from Scotty sounds good. Named after the old Reb from K-Fire, yeah.
Yep.
Texter says, you talk about all this money North Dakota gets from our energy, but not passed on to the people. Why? We are one of the most taxed citizens. We're not, actually. We have a low tax rate. Could we have lower taxes? Absolutely. And the idea that the energy bounty is not passed on to citizens is just flat out not true. In fact, every road, every bridge, every school, water infrastructure projects are funded by North Dakota oil and gas royalties. And why, honestly, the biggest threat to all that right now is something called ESG. You know, it's all about environmental social governance, okay? And that is infecting, and I use that word purposefully, publicly held companies now so that they can cancel fossil fuel development, okay?
Of course.
And there is actually active conversations among oil companies doing business in North Dakota to say, because of these ESG rules, whatever we can't capture in gas, we're going to slow down oil production. So that means less for roads, bridges, schools, and water infrastructure projects, and something everybody should be paying attention to. All right, I promised it, so let's at least get a minute of Governor Burgum in the state of the state and see where he's going here. Roll it, Kev. Go there live.
Get to keep their hard-earned money. The people that were working during the pandemic were the people that have income tax to pay. They get to keep their money in their pocket.
We talking about tax relief.
Eliminated the state income tax on Social Security income, saving our seniors nearly $15 million over the next 2 years. We know that when it comes to taxes, though, our citizens are concerned about property taxes. Property taxes are locally levied. This is the thing that hits many of our citizens the hardest. And the state has been, for the last decade, trying to do their part to lessen that impact. The current budget includes $175 million in local property tax relief because the state continued to cover the cost of county social services that used to be done by local property taxes. The state also is providing $1.2 billion in property tax relief through a school funding formula this biennium. That's this biennium, $1.2 billion that would only a decade ago have been paid locally is now being paid by the state. But we still have a problem. With inflation coming, with people moving to North Dakota, with supply chain issues, property valuations are rising. Home prices are going up. Inflation is driving properties up. When property values go up, valuations go up. And with unless a school district, a city, and a county, or a park district...
I think the governor heard the texter.
Yeah.
Wanting a little property tax relief, right?
We need it.
How timely is that?
Bring
yeah.
on.
More coverage of the governor's address later as that wraps up live now in Fargo. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind?
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven, and I've been in Norway 179 times. And I am inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank.
bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.